From a rush with a rocket to a glimpse of the Vietnam War, Eric Whitehead and Murray Jupes saw a lot 50 years ago when they decided to drive down to Mexico, and they kept a journal of it, too. The pair recently decided to publish that journal called Then There Was One, and they're both on the line now. Eric, Murray, good morning.
Good morning, Julianne. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, thanks so much for talking to us. Eric, you've had this journal sitting around for 50 years. Why publish it now?
It was as I was transferring the journal to the computer so I'd have a copy that I could read, because the journal's pretty faded now. As I was doing that, I realized that because so much time had passed, that it was kind of an interesting story, because so much of what we saw and did is not available anymore. There's no way in the world you could do this trip again. Mm. So we actually published it in 2010. But it was primarily just, like I said, it's a kind of a interest to all ages, certainly people our age, because they would know the experience, and hopefully our children would be able to look at it and read about how things used to be. Things like communication in particular was hilarious, that there was basically none in those days.
Murray, what stands out to you when you look back at this epic-sounding road trip?
There's a couple of things, and I think the most important to me was, despite a breakup on our trip and an argument, after that, it's our enduring friendship over the last 50 years, through thick and thin. That, to me, is the most important thing, is the enduring friendship. A couple of other things. When we were camping in Death Valley, California, I remember one evening I went for a walk. This was the height of the Vietnam War. I had just done a stint in the Canadian military, and I ran into two young Air Force guys that were about to ship out to Vietnam. They were terrified, and I often wonder to this day, whatever happened to those young guys?
How long were you on this trip?
I was 20, but I celebrated my 21st birthday in Las Vegas.
Yeah. The book's title, Eric, Then There Was One, what does that refer to?
We originally started, when we were planning the trip, there was four of us going to go. And two of us dropped out right away. And then Murray and I left on January 2nd in 71. And we split up in Las Vegas on March the 21st. And then Murray flew to Vancouver, and I was with the car, and I drove back. But I took 6 weeks to get back from that point. So Then There Was One refers to the fact that at that point, there was just me.
Okay. So this split, and Murray, you had referred to the friend breakup. What happened there, and how did you end up coming together again years later?
I think then the simplest way to explain this is, if you put two people in a tent and a car for months on end, there's going to be friction.
Yes, fair enough.
At the campground in Lake Mead near Vegas, we had a blowout. Off we went in our separate ways. Now, we didn't communicate for 7 years. And then total fluke at an intersection. I think, Eric, correct me if I'm wrong, Jane and Steele's. And we looked at each other and went, I know him, and we've been fast friends ever since.
So you were just both driving there, and you looked over at one another and realized, oh my goodness, this is Eric, this is Murray.
Yep,
total fluke.
Exactly.
Wow. You contributed to this journal, Murray, but most of the writing came from Eric. How did he do at keeping an accurate record of the trip?
Oh, he did a fabulous job. I mean, he kept a daily journal, and we would kick around stuff at the end of the day. But this is his initiative. He kept the record of it. Thank goodness he did, so we could collaborate on the book. But the book is 90% Eric. I added my anecdotes and a few italicized comments, but this is Eric's endeavor, and I'm so glad he did it.
Eric, when you look back at the journal entries, and when you were putting this together and writing it, were what you remembered and what you were reading on the page different?
The instances were not different. I had a little bit of difficulty, and I decided to keep it in the book and the journal, with some of the language and some of the that bothered us most, I think, was the way that the people in the South, in the States, were treated, particularly the way that they treated, you know, the minority people. And then we saw the same thing again in Mexico, and that just really, really irritated us. So I think there's a warning at the beginning of the book that it is not a politically correct book at all. So,
Was there something that you relived in the writing of it that brought you a great deal of joy, thinking back to that experience, Eric?
Yeah, it was just that sort of thing, and the fact that I was so upset about that. That was the first trip I had taken alone without my parents. And from that point on, my wife and I and sons have done a lot of traveling. And I think that I, at that moment, I developed a tremendous amount of tolerance for differences in people. And that makes a huge difference when you travel, if you can be accepting of other people and other cultures and things like that.
And as you were writing it and coming to terms with language that was used and experiences that were had, how did you reconcile with that? How did you process that years later?
It still bothers me that happened. I mean, it was a terrible time in our history. But like I say, I guess the way I reconciled it was I didn't want to hide it or bury it. I wanted to make sure that was in the book, because if it bothers people, then that's unfortunate. But I happen to feel that, you know, if we forget about our history, then we're doomed to repeat it. So I wanted to make sure that it was in the book the way it happened.
Murray, why is it worth reliving a trip like this, even if it didn't end well? Because you know, you talk about how both of you went your separate ways at the end, and there was one, as the book is called. But why is it worth reliving a trip like this in this way?
It brings back all the positive, for me, the positive memories, you know, and the experiences, and a time in the history of the world where you, as Eric said, you just couldn't do the same trip today. We were camping. We camped in the mountains of Mexico, the back roads, and off the beaten path. And what it was for me, and I think Eric as well, is it was a great growing up experience. We saw a lot of things that we'd never experienced in our lives. We were very young, and it helped us grow up and appreciate the world and appreciate people.
Murray, Eric, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Welcome. Thank you for asking us.
Murray Jupe and Eric Whitehead are the authors of Then There Was One, and you can read more about their road trip at thatroadtripbook.com.